Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. House full today from Whitefield District 3, Scott Campbell, superintendent. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you. Okay. And Joe Garrett, yes, assistant superintendent.
Good morning.
Good morning. And he's the executive director of secondary learning. Kevin Duran is here. Duran.
It's Duran.
Yeah, I did it right, Kevin. Yeah. Hello.
Top of the morning to
fellow
you.
Ram.
That's right. Go Rams.
Hello. Go Rams. Samantha also from Go Rams. We got to give some Ram love there. Well, hello to you guys. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having
Absolutely.
Us.
Well, of course, the day we were scheduled to do this, it was a snow day.
when hasn't it been a snow day?
Really, for this year. Okay, I want you guys to, really, before we hop in, clarify some things for how that is discerned. Do you guys mind? I heard somebody actually really has to, like, drive a route and do all that stuff and determine. Is that true?
Yeah, we have multiple people that go out and drive and check the road conditions, temperatures, all those kind of things, make sure it's safe for buses. And then ultimately, we have to make a determination. We have to look at what the entire day is going to look like.
Right.
Forecast is going to change. How early the city and or county have been able to get out and get on the roads and start treating them. And, you know, we've got some hot spots, like every district does, where we know, you know, there's hills and this is a icy area. Quite honestly, I kind of use the rule of thumb that, you know, would I want my high school kid driving in this weather?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Or out in those temperatures.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like we saw yesterday, and of course, everybody, I'm sure you guys are getting ready for tonight and over into tomorrow, day three of snow.
Right.
But like we kind of saw the other day, it was everybody went delayed first and then bing, 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 closed. Right.
Right.
And that was because the weather changing.
Yeah. And I think everybody really got kind of surprised by that.
Because, yeah.
You know, it wasn't anticipated to be that level of snow, nor for that long. And so I think that's always the best rule is kind of, okay, let's wait and see how it plays out.
I know
it's not always the most convenient rule for parents.
Yeah.
But again, best place for our kids to be during the school years in school.
Yeah.
And we can't afford to lose any more time than we have to. But that being said, we're never going to make a decision not based on safety of students.
Absolutely. And of course, you guys send out text messages, phone calls, whatever, emails, right?
Yeah. The communication is big. Sam handles that for us and does a great job.
Perfect. Well, before we jump into like enrollment and stuff like that, we were kind of talking before, you know, coming in here. And there's a reason why Whitefield District 3 is on. And that's because there's so much going on.
Right.
And as we were talking before we came in here, OMG, the growth.
Right.
In that area. It is unbelievable, isn't it? And of course, the district is looking, I'm sure, going, how do we keep up, right? Because the growth.
Yeah.
Forward thinking.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think, you know, we've been very fortunate to manage the growth at this point because our voters allowed us to build a new school. And that school opened with a much larger enrollment than we anticipated.
Wow.
And so the future, you know, we kind of prided ourselves in being very responsible, and we continue to pride ourselves in being very fiscally responsible. But the fact of the matter is if the rate of growth continues like it has the potential to continue, it's not going to be another 20 years before we have to go back to our voters for sure.
Right. And it was that we have seen with even other districts and putting that out there in front of the voters, sometimes they're like, nope, even if the need is there.
Right.
We had a great deal of support.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We really have great support from our community. They're very focused on schools. They value the schools and the education. And at this point, they've demonstrated their trust by supporting us.
Absolutely. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about open enrollment. We are going to talk about secondary learning because that is becoming it's becoming a big thing in the districts and moving forward, funding, grants, and a lot more. We're talking Whitefield District 3 on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking with Whitefield District 3. Joining us this morning, Superintendent Scott Campbell is here. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Renee.
Assistant Superintendent Joe Garrett. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Renee.
And the Executive Director of Secondary Learning, Kevin Duran, is here. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning.
So we are talking all things Whitefield District 3, and we are talking about, you know, the new school, all the growth down there. And currently it is enrollment. It is open enrollment for what is called choice, correct?
Yes.
So choice is where, say, somebody lives in another district and they could have their kids go to District 3. Right. Is that right?
Yes. They submit what we call open enrollment with a choice voucher. And then if a parent has an interest in one of the schools outside of their district, they actually fill that out with the school they're interested. And then we make go through our decision making process on whether or not we could accommodate the additional numbers and if we have the availability in our programs.
Well, and as you were talking about before the break, the growth there, does that kind of limit the number of students that can come in on choice, or how does that kind of work?
It's a factor. I mean, you have to take that into account, as well as your current enrollment, your current programming, your resources, your funding, and then what availability do you have for those additional slots for other students to come in?
Absolutely.
And it's a little bit different from school to school within the same district as
Is
well.
Is it?
Yeah, because we have our new school, Grand Mountain, that we're not accepting a whole lot of new enrollment.
Because the enrollment was already.
Yeah, because the enrollment's there for the neighborhood, but we have other schools where we have programs that parents and kids may be interested in, and we may have plenty of room in those locations.
So again, let's kind of go break down the process. So folks are in the open enrollment ends on February 28th. That's the last day for them to submit their application, correct? For the choice, it's an application process.
Correct.
So kind of walk us again through that kind of process so parents understand if they're and how they can look at the programs, how they can look at all things Whitefield District 3.
Sure. I would say for parents, I think it's really important to get online to really look at what's offered, to do their homework and research and see if, what would fit with their needs of their student, as well as what they would want their student to have the options to pursue, then to put in an application, and the applications are being accepted right now. Those are taken in accordance with, again, those parameters like we talked about, whether or not we do have the availability, we do have the additional room for taking in outside applications, and the growth of the programs. So if a student is coming in and a parent fills out an open boundary waiver, is what we call those, and they submit them, you can get them online, and it's on our website. They can go and actually fill that out and then submit it, and then to the school of choice of where they're looking at. And then there's a criteria that they have to look at. Okay. The principal has to look at. It's not only numbers and availability. There are some options that are on there. And we look at a student's, obviously their academic performance. We look at whether or not their attendance and their behavior. All of those are impactful as well. So it's not just fill it out and you're granted the application.
Yeah.
You have to meet those criteria in order to get into school. And then the school also has the availability in order to handle those additional students. We always welcome students to come in, but we want people to understand there are some criteria that have to be met as well.
Well, and the shift in education, it has been unbelievable. And we're going to talk more about some of the secondary learning programs with Kevin, but kids are now graduating with associate's degrees from high school. I mean, that's how much a shift in education and school districts, Whitefield District 3, having to partner with, say, Pikes Peak Community College or other programs like that. It's incredible, hasn't it, how education has shifted and changed and how the school districts have had to step up to move with that shift.
Opportunities.
Yes.
There are numerous opportunities that haven't existed when we started right here, three gentlemen here at the table.
Yeah.
When we started as teachers, they didn't exist. For our own kids, they didn't exist. Those opportunities are growing. We articulate with community colleges and universities, and you're absolutely correct. We're going to be a time when they're actually walking out with an associate's.
It's unbelievable.
And industry certifications as well in different areas.
Yeah.
Joe's own kids have been the recipients of some of those programs from the fact that they graduated with what? How many? 24 college credits?
I had three children go through our own system at Whitefield. They went from elementary, junior high, and high school, and they walked out with almost a year of college.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Through advanced placement and dual enrollment. And they had taken so many courses. I remember when we were doing our college visits, as a parent, I was pretty excited to know that, we almost have a year paid already.
Paid, done.
So, now they did all the work. I just had to pay the money.
Right. But Kevin, that also kind of leads to the second, you're the executive director of secondary learning and the shift in education.
Absolutely.
And as we were kind of touching on, we ran out of time because I'm fascinated by this. Kids coming out with certifications and specific jobs. There are jobs, especially in our area. I mean, look how many available jobs we have. Right. And so kids are coming out with these certifications. I shouldn't say kids, but high school graduates, is that right. better? There we go. With these certifications and taking these secondary learning type things. And that's where these opportunities, schools and programs come in, right?
Right. And we've been very innovative in our opportunities that we've now given students for all of our schools, especially at the secondary level. And so we're talking about kids in manufacturing.
Yes.
We have and Scott can probably talk a little bit more about this than I can, but the mill is a new opportunity that we've opened up for all of our students that give them an opportunity to go in and get industry level certifications, industry level experiences with cabinetry, homemaking, electrician. I mean, all of those areas.
Welding.
Welding.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, all of those areas that are really feeling the pinch right now just to find workers. We're starting to see that they are very interested in providing opportunities and partnerships with us so that they can have a pipeline of potential hires so that we can start that process with them during their high school years. And so there's just that opportunity and availability now that we're giving students at a very early age.
Yeah, go ahead.
And not only that, but the innovation kind of bridges into other areas like cybersecurity. We've started this whole cybersecurity IT professional pipeline where students can start building up their certifications as high school students. So your A+, your NET+, your Secure+, all of those IT professional certifications that people have to be industry level ready. Students can have those before they even graduate from high school. And so
that's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Truly.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, we didn't do it because it was always an industry thing. And we just kind of left it alone. But industry is looking for opportunities way younger. They need students. They need people. And we have students that are very equipped and ready to start that pipeline their ninth grade, their 10th grade year. So we're setting them up for success, giving them opportunities even to get internships within our district. We have an IT department that we have a hard time finding qualified applicants. And so for us to even generate our own opportunities and our own pipeline to get people in and our own students in and get them that experience so they can be ready and successful as they leave high school with those certifications and a diploma.
And are there other programs too? Because you have like the mill, which is kind of more like manufacturing and stuff like that, the cybersecurity IT. And are there some other programs too that kind of help get the kids ready to go, the graduates?
So basically, and Kevin can speak specifically, but I would say if a kid has an interest, we have a pathway that will allow them to pursue that interest at whatever level. Music, we have a music production pathway at Widefield High School right now that is the only one in the state of Colorado.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a very, very cool opportunity for kids.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a news break. I was just looking at the clock. We're going to take a news break. We're going to highlight some more of those programs. And also, again, we're going to touch on open enrollment, funding, grants, and more with Widefield District 3 on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are talking with Widefield District 3 today. Superintendent Scott Campbell. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, we always get whoop, whoops in here. Everybody ready?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
There you go. They were rapping. You guys were rapping earlier. Do you want to?
I'm good.
No. Okay. Scott's like, no. Superintendent Scott Campbell. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Assistant Superintendent Joe Garrett. Hello.
Good morning.
Executive Director of Secondary Learning, Kevin Duren, is here. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Are you guys sure you don't want to rap? No?
No, we're good. Okay. Sure.
That was quite the
maybe
show,
Maybe at the end.
Yeah, Samantha sitting over here going, do not. Okay, so we're talking with Widefield District 3, invited them on the show because as we were touching on earlier, if you would like to, of course, listen to the beginning of the program. If you missed it, you can download it later on our KRDO News Radio podcast page. As we touched on earlier, Scott, the growth down there, unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Opened the new school. Enrollment far exceeded what you guys even expected. Right. And now you have to kind of look forward to the future. And this kind of leads us to the conversation about having to partner in the community because kids, graduates, I need to stop saying kids, but I call my nephew kids and they just graduated too. But graduates, there is such a demand in the workforce here. School districts have had to step up with partnerships with businesses, colleges, universities, stuff like that to help meet that need, haven't they?
Correct. And again, I would I would emphasize the fact that we really have something for every student, depending upon
their
interest.
Yeah, we were just kind of touching on, and we're going to talk more about the programs,
sure,
the opportunities, but
in terms of partnerships, you know, probably the most unique partnership that we've developed is with Peyton School District in the development of the MIL, which is the Manufacturing Industry Lab, Learning Lab, and that came about as a result of Peyton started a woods manufacturing program.
Yeah.
I went up and took a look at that program and realized the level of partnerships that they had with industry, actual industry partners, and knew we needed to be a part of that in Widefield. And so took us about a year to get through the whole process and find a location for the mill, but we were able to purchase a 46,000 square foot building.
Wow.
And we swung our doors open about 8 months later. And we have a manufacturing program that is second to none. I promise that. We have a partnership with the HBA, which allows us to teach
incredible.
The careers and construction class. And we're actually building a 1,200 square foot house right now that we're hoping to complete this year. And start a new one next year. So kids are all learning all of those trades. And we just started a welding program as well. And so millions of dollars worth of equipment have come through the investments of local, national, and international industry partners.
Yeah.
And gives our kids the opportunity to learn on the very best equipment. And really, the programming out there is second to none. We have kids coming out of those programs. We just had a young man in the manufacturing program that had been through the program for a couple of years.
At the mill program?
Yep.
Yeah.
A Widefield student who he's 19 years old and putting a down payment on a house.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. And
that's giving these kids, again, graduates, there we go, amazing opportunities.
Right, because they're coming out of our program with credentials that have some clout in the industry and are recognized by all the industries.
A 19-year-old putting a down payment, that's not normal.
No,
it might become the new normal.
Yeah.
Right. And as we were kind of talking about in the break, that's just one of the programs.
That's just one of the programs. And
yeah,
you know, we can go any direction, Kevin.
Yeah.
Joe. Yeah. I mean, we have pipelines that actually extend from the elementary all the way up through the high schools. Mm-hmm. And so those three major pipelines, I kind of categorize those as three, as engineering, computer science, and biomedical. And so each one of those has elements within the elementary that is strongly supported at the junior highs and then have the really strong and rigorous content through the high schools. We use Project Lead the Way as kind of the baseline of our curriculum.
Okay.
But it expands from there. We've been doing this enough for about 4 or 5 years now that our teachers are getting trained and retrained, and they have connections to people within the industry. And so they're starting to develop their own level of just savviness around those. We actually have a licensed engineer that works with us within one of our high schools that has been able to take some of our programs and expand those. And so at the elementary, it looks like clubs.
I was going to say, now, how did you start like biomedical or right computer science at the elementary level? That's,
That's more secondary on the biomedical, but the elementary, I know Kevin will talk about the coding and the robotics that start really early.
Yeah, we have coding clubs and competitions. And we start to look at what can we do at the earlier ages to start those kids to desensitize themselves from the strangeness of these new words. So engineering, robotics, sometimes that's kind of intimidating, but we wanted to bring it down
more
to their level
for them,
and be able to introduce those kids to those elements and that learning at an earlier age. And so robotics competitions, we start that as
I hear those can get fierce.
Unbelievable.
I was kind of joking, but I heard they can get fierce.
Absolutely.
The robotics competitions can.
Every single elementary in our district competes. And
oh, really?
And, and we have strong teams that have won at the regional level, have gone to state. We haven't won the state competition yet.
We will.
But we will. It's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time. This next year, it's state.
It's coming this year.
We like it. Yes. That's amazing. Yeah. So for like you're saying, more of the engineering, the robotics, that's when you're kind of making them more comfortable with that. Because look, like if you're an adult like we are and you go, oh, by the way, you're going to all of a sudden start a computer science degree, you might be going.
I think one of the hardest things for our teachers when we first started the robotics and the coding was they didn't know all the answers. And we had to convince them, you don't need to know the answers. They'll figure it out.
Right.
And the kids run with that. Those are really student.
You just hand it to them and they.
They're really student run activities more so than guided.
Now let's kind of jump into that biomedical. I mean, that's for districts and high schools and secondary. That's huge.
Absolutely.
And in fact, one of your kids did the biomedical and now they're at getting their degree, right?
Yeah. When kind we actually
biomedical
started,
path, if you will.
We started the pathway at both high schools.
Yeah.
So at Whitefield High School and Mesa Ridge High School. My daughter had taken, she was the first class going through. So at that time, we only had 3 classes. Now there's 4 at the end with a capstone project.
Yeah.
So she actually went through and then, you know, that sparked her interest. And now she's at UCCS and she's going to be studying nursing. So caught her early. It really did. And it kind of channeled her in that direction. I think the biomedical, we also have, you know, those entry level classes at the junior high, you know, where we have the medical detectives and things to get kids really interested so that they build up with that pathway from, you know, the alignment from junior high to high school. So again, it's just that connection and alignment going all the way down to the elementary schools, whether it's coding or robotics or if it's pre-engineering or biomedical, you kind of hook the kids in early. We do have 4 elementary schools that are innovation schools.
Okay.
They have an innovation status in the state of Colorado. Went through a very long process to do that, and that really incorporated not only the application piece with the state, but also getting parental involvement. So we have King Elementary, that's a project-based learning school. We have Widefield Elementary, School of the Arts. It's music, art, and drama.
Okay.
And actually, 3 of my kids went there. It was a music-focused school when they were little. Talbot STEAM Innovation School, and then, of course, the one that Scott has been talking about, our new school, Grand Mountain School of Computer Science, that opened in the fall. So we have all of these innovative programs, but again, they're very unique, whether it's project-based or whether it's computer science. It's about thinking. It's about problem-solving. It's about engaging kids.
Yeah.
And you catch them early, and then that funnels through into the junior high, into the programs that Kevin was talking about high school.
It makes the learning relevant to them. And it's application, it's hands-on, it's not sit and get.
So are you guys saying that nowadays kids don't come out of high school going, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up? Okay, that was kind of a funny.
Yeah, but
you'll always have.
You still have that. But I think what we are doing a good job of is exposing them to a number of opportunities. And we talk to our construction kids and say, hey, you may ultimately not want to be an electrician
or
plumber. I guarantee you, though, you're going to want to own a house someday. And rather than paying someone else to come in and wire an outlet for you, you will have the knowledge to be able to do that yourself.
Yeah.
Save yourself a little bit of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think, you know, again, I think these guys kind of hit on just kind of, I mean, we could talk for hours.
Well, I'm sure we could.
On every one of these.
Seriously, can we clear your day? Because we have a lot to all, we really do.
We're free.
Okay, hold on. We do have to take a break. We'll have more when we come back next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Okay, welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Having a great time with Whitefield District 3 in-house. Scott Campbell, Superintendent.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Assistant Superintendent Joe Garrett. Hello.
Hello.
And Executive Director, Secondary Learning, Kevin Duren is here. Hello.
Hello.
So we were talking about a lot of the programs and some of these pathways. They start from elementary school, go on. Just a quick review, like engineering, computer science, biomedical. There's also robotics. There's cybersecurity, manufacturing, there's lots of opportunities. But really quick, Joe, I wanted to touch on the award-winning ROTC program in Whitefield District 3.
Yes, thanks, Renee. We have the NJROTC programs at Whitefield at Mesa Ridge, and those are naval programs. They start with our 9th graders and go through 12th grade. Incredible, like I said, award-winning programs in both high schools. And many of our students that are not thinking college-bound, that want to serve in the military and have following in the footsteps of many of their parents, go through those programs. And the scholarship monies are in the millions of dollars in both
high
schools.
In both high schools.
Yes, ma'am. In both high schools, in Whitefield and in Mesa. Mesa. And many of our students do apply for those, and they're accepted into our the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy. We've had West Point graduates as well, and those kids do a great deal of community service all 4 years. They're involved in a lot of ceremonies and things throughout Colorado Springs. It's just an outstanding way to do service for not only for the city, for the country, and to get a college education as well.
And we're running out of time, you guys, so I know I'm trying to hit on a lot of stuff. Very exciting. It's very exciting. I wanted to ask you, and anybody can jump in here, but Scott, mainly the announcement of Project Rodeo. Yep. We know what I'm talking about. Amazon, the largest, I think they're calling at this point, building in the U.S. That's in your district.
It is.
I mean, and now we're talking about the programs for, I mean, that could directly lead into, right? I mean, the impact.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think Widefield can be a huge support to Amazon. I think we can be partners. We have a history of that now. And so I'm really interested and excited. And that was the potential growth I mentioned earlier. We believe that those people, you know, that building's going to be 24/7, 365.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And, you know, I would not think that those people want to live clear up on the north end of the Springs that are working at Amazon. And so I anticipate us getting a number of students from families that are moving into the area to work for Amazon. And we want to be able to provide them every opportunity to be successful, just like our current and longtime residents of Security Widefield.
Yeah. It's a crazy, you know what? I don't think because we've been calling it Project Rodeo for so long, I don't know I'll ever call it Amazon. It'll
just
be
right.
Project Rodeo.
Exactly.
Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left. Kevin, really quick, we have covered a lot of programs, pathways, the schools. What is the best way, maybe a family, because it is open enrollment, right?
Correct.
The best way for maybe a family heard something today like, oh my gosh, my child wants to go into cybersecurity, or I, you know, what is the best way to find that information? Can they reach out, talk with someone?
Yeah, the first place they need to go is WSD3.org,
okay.
And that is the website. And from there, you'll be able to see all kinds of different clicks that you can go through the programs, see different competitions, see the history, see where we're going in the future. You can also call our number. It's 391-3000. And if you want to talk to somebody, that will give you somebody that can talk to you and maybe give you some personal attention.
Yeah, and guidance.
And guide
my student. My student is interested in, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, and like Scott said, anything that your student is interested in, a pathway, a career field, there is a great chance, probably 99.9% chance that we have an opportunity to
help assist them in that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. And you know, kudos, Widefield District 3, for keeping up with everything and the unbelievable growth. I know I keep hammering on the growth, but the growth down there is...
Sure.
It is, at this point, unstoppable.
Yeah.
Right?
And I tell you what, it's a great place to work. And we made Forbes' list of the top 50 employers in the state of Colorado. So only three school districts in the state were on that list.
Wow.
Widefield was one of them. So something we're pretty proud of. And I think you've learned a little bit from us today about not only is it a great place for your kids to go to school, it's actually a fun place to work. We enjoy having fun at work.
And you're hiring, is that right? There are some positions available.
We are always hiring.
Okay.
Hiring. Bus drivers, special ed teachers, all teachers of any kind.
That's amazing. So what? Go to that same website to learn about
WSD3.org.
Perfect.
Or Facebook.
Perfect. Thank you, all of you, for coming in today. I'm so glad we had a chance to talk about Widefield District 3. And again, okay, enrollment date, if parents are listening again, open enrollment for choice ends?
February 28th.
Perfect. Thank
and
you.
Yeah. Thank you, and believe in Widefield.
Perfect.
Believe in
Widefield. Thank you. Scott and Joe and Kevin, thank you so much. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we continue our month-long conversation for National Heart Health Month. Dr. Kundai Tanganyika will be here from Optum. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.